والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to speak about the important part most of us confuse about it. Zakat al-Huli, the jewelry. Jewelry, either they want to use it or to buy it. What is the Islam said about the zakah of al-huli? Huli here in the Arabic language means the jewelry. Right. So we need, we say it, inshallah ta'ala, we say bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Okay. The ulama choose the gold and silver. Why the gold and silver? To speak about the gold and silver. As I said yesterday, there is no zakah in jewelry, such as pearl, rubies, diamond. No zakah for it because there is nothing it showed in the Quran and Sunnah to mention about this kind of metals to pay zakah or not zakah. So the ulama excluded everything except the gold and silver. The Islam focus in gold and silver. Why? Because all the currency is up to the gold and silver. Therefore, the ulama choose this from As-Sunnah Al-Mukarramah to speak about it. Ulama, the jewelry, either you have it for 30 years, 50 years, or you buy it now for to beautify the woman, to alluring the woman, or not. We take it in general first. If you buy any gold and silver for the purpose of tijara, for the purpose of trade and business, to buy it because the woman, they love to buy gold in order to exactly, we have money, go and buy gold later on when the gold is going up so we can sell it and we make money. We have to figure it from the beginning. This is no ikhtilaf. Ijma'ul ulama, the majority of the ulama, there is obligation to pay zakah for it. Obligation to pay zakah. What's the condition is? Is to rich an-nisab, two conditions. Rich an-nisab. What is an-nisab? An-nisab is mean the average amount of gold or silver. For the gold, the ulama describe, some of the ulama say 85 gram. When you reach the 85 gram. And number two, the second group of ulama said 90 gram. Well, anyway, inshallah, take it for 85 gram. You reach, actually your wife, she has gold for 85 gram, your daughters, you must pay. Less than that, there is no any zakah on it. No zakah on it. Hi. The ulama are in ikhtilaf, differences. Two group of ulama. They said any kind of gold you buy for your woman or your wife, for your daughters, anything you buy and reach an nisab 85 gram and up, you must pay the zakah and you save the gold and silver for the whole year. Exactly like money. You have to have the condition for the zakah. Two conditions. Number one is to reach 1 year, and number two is to reach an nisab. An nisab in the gold 85. In silver, 595 gram of silver in the market. 500, we try to transfer from the time of the Prophet ﷺ his currency for our time. 595 gram of silver you have it in your house, you have to be zakah. How much is the zakah? Time to 1.5%. According to what carat is. It's different between 18 and 21 and 24. You have to see how much is the current value in the exactly in the market, and you pay zakah for it. First group of ulama said, no zakah. If you buy any gold and silver for the purpose to use it, to beautify your wife or your daughter, no zakah. who's among this group the majority of the ulama? Who's the majority of the ulama? Al-Imam Malik, Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, Al-Imam Ahmad. Three great scholars, they said, no zakah, it is like your clothes. You buy this gold and silver, it's like you have your clothes. Use it. Your clothes, you don't have it to pay any zakah. Therefore, the gold and silver. So, to be honest with you, there is no, all the evidence that they give it to us is weak. Imam Malik, Shafi'i, and Ahmad, yes. Second group of ulama, they said, no. If you buy even gold and silver for to beautify jewelry, to beautify your wife, your daughters, because you are responsible about them, you must pay the zakah. Who's among this? Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, arda. Ibn Mas'ud. And also, Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. And also a narrated from one narration from Ahmad, Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. Among the current scholar in our job, exactly our generation, is the two great alim, Al-Imam Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, and Imam Ibn Uthaymeen, the most famous scholar for the whole entire world. They have a lot of fatawi. So, second group, they won the case. That means what? There is a zakah for the gold and silver for your exactly your wife and your daughter if you buy it. Or even if your wife, she buy it. I'm going to give you the difference, inshallah ta'ala. Right. Before I go for this dalil, because they give us, as I give you here now, there is a dalil, strong evidence from a sunnah al-mukarramah. There is a dalil to pay zakah for the gold which you saved for jewelry or to beautify your daughter and your wives. But I like to go before that. I like to go something very, very, very important. So we agree about the zakah condition for the gold and silver is 2.5%. And to reach for the gold to reach 85 gram and for silver to reach 595 gram according to the market value, the current market value. Let me give you an example. A man, he bought a gold for his wife, 60 gram. And he bought a gold for his daughter, 40 gram. Wake up with me because I know everyone need to sleep. Okay, how much is the zakah? The brother said zero. 60 gram for your wife and 40 gram for your daughter. The brother said zero. Who's else? Auction. Ya Sheikh Muhammad, what do you say?
Who buy?
Huh?
Who buy?
Say that Sheikh Mustafa.
Who give it to?
The husband bought the gold for his wife, 60 gram. And he bought 40 gram for his daughter. Is there any zakah to pay for that?
Yes.
Because we agree, remember, don't forget the formula. 85 gram of gold. 15 gram. So he is bought for 60 gram for his wife and 40 gram for his?
Zakat, yes.
For the, is there any zakah, brother? Yes. Kiba, he said yes.
Yes.
And that is the right answer. Why? Because you are the head of the family. So you have to calculate the gold for all your family members, all your daughters, and all your wife. If you are the one you bought the gold, different situation in the opposite side. Your wife, she bought 60 gram of gold for herself from her own money. And you bought 40 gram of gold for your daughter. How much is the zakah?
Zero.
Why? Because your wife, she bought the gold for herself. She's responsible to pay the zakah for it. Because she doesn't reach 85 gram and she only bought 60 gram of gold for herself, there is no zakah. And because you bought 40 gram for your daughter, if you don't reach the 85 gram, there is no any zakah for the husband, there is no any zakah for herself, because He's not responsible about the gold. طيب. What about the woman? Now, what do you need to say?
If I bought the gold for my wife, she's the owner of the gold. So I have to pay the zakah.
Because you are the one you bought it for her.
So I have to pay.
You want to show yourself like you are the hero? Go and buy. Because that's why every time you go, buy gold for me. Buy the gold for her. Buy as much as you could. Inshallah, to be in bankruptcy. But anyway, you are the owner. You are the one you bought it. Yes, it belonged to her. Because if you try to take it from her, she gonna declare war against you. You know that, right? But who is we talking about? Who's responsible about the zakah? The husband. Because you are the one you bought it for her. The different situation will be if she bought 90 gram for herself, she's responsible about to pay the zakah, not him, because she bought it from her own money. But we have a problem here. What about if the woman stay home and she doesn't have job, and she has 90 or 100 gram, she bought it by her own money, she's responsible about the zakah. If she's not able to pay the zakah, bring actually the poor man again. He's the one he has to pay the zakah. Husband. If she doesn't have a husband, father. If she doesn't have a father, son. If they doesn't have son, uncle. If she doesn't, that's actually the people to pay the zakah. But in general, zakah will be obligation. Is that clear, Sheikh Muhammad? Is that clear? MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. That's what I need to tell you, inshaAllah ta'ala. طيب. What about the man himself? He has a gold. Man, he has a gold. Some of the men, they have gold. My wife, she bought gold for me. You understand? My wife, necklace, ring, whatever it is. What about if the woman, she has a necklace and has a head of lion, head of the snake? All this gold or gold, you have some of us bought a blades decorated by the water of gold, water of silver. This is called forbidden gold. Either the man to have a gold, haram. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حرم على أمتي من الرجال الذهب والحرير. Haram for my ummah, of the men of my ummah, to have any gold or silk. This is only both for women. Therefore, if you have any forbidden gold and silver, as I say, only for decoration, gold for man or silver. A woman, she has a necklace with a head of lion, head of a snake. All this, she's not allowed to wear that. Haram. Is there any zakah for it? Absolutely, yes, there is zakah for it. The best for you is to get rid of it, because this is called al-dhahab al-muharram wal-fidda al-muharrama. It's forbidden gold, forbidden silver. Is that exact time? Somebody gonna tell me, a sheikh, every year I have to pay for zakah for the necklace which I bought it from my wife and my daughter every year. That mean I'm not gonna find anything. I'm not gonna find in the end. Because if the woman, she bought the gold and she doesn't have money to pay the zakah for it, the Islamic Sharia permitting her to sell part of her gold in order to pay the zakat. Selling part of her gold, because she's responsible about this gold. But if she's not able and she said, please leave my gold for myself, don't say exactly, I don't want to sell anything of it. Because if you have she have necklace, how is she going to pay part of it? So the husband taking place and pay the zakat for her or her father if she doesn't have any husband. Is that clear? Let's go fast. To give you the dalil of the ulama, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, you understand? Imam Ibn Baz, Imam Ibn Uthaymeen, Imam Al-Khattabi, all of them, they said there is obligation to pay the gold. And they are strong, they have a strong evidence. That's what actually you have it in your paper. The first hadith.
The gold is the buying price of the current market price.
Current market price. You bought the gold from 30 years to pay the zakah, you have to look for the current market.
Whatever the gold become more, then its price is down. Different is going to be.
Whatever the price is available now.
I'm
Whatever the price is available.
Less than you bought.
أكلمك بعدين عشان أنا في الدرس أكلمك بعدين عشان أنا في الدرس إن شاء الله سواني. Okay. What did he say? We don't talk about selling on buying here. We're talking about the jewelry which we bought it to beautify your daughter and your husband. We look for the price in the market and you pay. Even if you bought the gold from old 30 years ago, according to the price in the current market. That's if you need to have a gold. Some of the women, they get rid of it. They don't want this problem. Anyway, what is their dalil? There is a zakah for it. Because Malik, والشافعي, وأحمد, they said no zakah for the jewelry to buy it, to beautify your wife or your daughter. Here is the evidence. Number one. Shatar. The meaning of kans. Kans means treasure. And the zakat on jewelry. So this hadith I got it for you عن عمر بن شعيب عن أبي عن جدي أن امرأة آتت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعها ابن لها وفي يد ابنتها مسكتان غليظتان من ذهب فقال لها أتعطين زكاة هذا قالت لا قال أيا سرك أن يسورك الله بهما يوم القيامة سوارين من نار قال فخلعتهما فألقتهما إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقالتهما لله عز وجل ولرسوله. الحديث جريت الألباني لك البخاري and سنن أبو داود the حديث number 1563 a translation عمر بن شعيب on his father's authority said that the grandfather reported a woman came to the messenger of Allah and she was accompanied by the daughter who wore two heavy gold bangles in her hand. He said to her, the Rasulullah ﷺ told her, do you pay zakah on them? She said, no. Then he said, are you pleased that Allah may put two bangles of fire on your hand, in your hand? She took them off and placed them before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say they are for Allah and his apostle. What you understand from this hadith? The Prophet, what did he tell her? Do you pay zakat for it? She said no. He watched the two bangles in the hand of her daughter. Then he told her, heavy one. Then he told her that mean is below, over the average, over the nisab. Did you pay zakah? No. He said, do you please that Allah will make like a bangles of hellfire and exactly on your hand in the day of the judgment? She said, no. She said, go and pay zakah for it. She doesn't want to pay zakah, nothing. She took it off and give it to the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, for Allah and His Messenger. What did you understand, Brother Kiva? It's obligation or not obligation to pay zakah?
It's obligation.
It's obligation. Time. Hadith number two. Hadith number two. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من صاحب ذهب ولا فضة لا يؤدي منها حقها إلا إذا كان يوم القيامة صفحت له صفائح من نار فأحمي عليها في نار جهنم فيكوى بها جنبه وجنبيه وظهره كلما بردت أعيدت له في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. البخاري. حتى يقضى بين العباد فيرى في سبيل إما في الجنة وإما في النار. صحيح البخاري ومسلم. Translation. أبو هريرة, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the messenger of Allah saying, any person who possesses gold or silver and does not pay what is due on it, zakah, on the day of resurrection, sheets of silver and gold would be heated for him in the fire of hell, and with them his flank, for forehead, and back will be branded. When they cool down, they will be heated again, and the same process will be repeated. What you don't understand from this hadith? Is obligation or not obligation to pay the zakah for the gold? Beautiful. This is ayah from Surah Al-Tawbah. I give it to you. Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayah number 34. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. And those who hoard gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, give them tiding of a painful punishment. What did you understand from this ayah? This ayah is obligation to pay zakah for it or not? Yes. Because look to the rest of the ayah. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. The day when it will be heated in the fire of hell and seared therewith will be their forehead, their flanks, and their back. It will be said, this is what you hoarded for yourself. So test what you used to hoard, what you used to save from the gold. It's very dangerous ayah. Will be burned their head, their sides, their back. When Allah heated this kind of gold, which you bought it and you never pay zakah for it, and will be burned in the day of the judgment. And the day is 50,000 years until Allah make final judgment. Last in 2 minutes, last hadith, the second page. Babu al-kanz ma huwa zakat al-huli. Narrated Abdullah ibn Shaddad ibn al-Had. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أن محمدا ابن عمرو بن عطاء أخبره عن عبد الله ابن شداد بن الهاد أنه قد دخلنا على عائشة زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرأى في يدي فتخات من ورق فقال ما هذا يا عائشة فقلت صنعتهن أتزين لك يا رسول الله قال أتؤدين زكاتهن قلت لا أو ما شاء الله قال هو حسبك من النار. Translation narrated Abdullah ibn Shaddad ibn Had. We entered upon Aisha, wife of the Prophet, and she said, Apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered upon me and saw two silver rings in my hand. He asked, what is this, ya Aisha? I said, I have made two Ominent myself for you. That's me to beautify herself for him, for the Prophet he asked, do you pay zakah on them? Remember, this is silver. I said, no. Or I said, whatever Allah willed. He said, this is sufficient for you to take you to the hellfire. So this is obligation, not obligation. So in the end, my dear brothers, we have to figure it, inshallah ta'ala, that this is very, very important part to show you that gold and silver, you bought it for your wife, even to buy for them, to beautify her themselves, you must pay zakah for it. 2.5% again. It's upon what kind of gold? 18, 21, 24. So you have to collect how much gold you have it for your family member every year. If you reach 85 and up, you pay zakah. Less than that, there is no any zakah for it, inshallah. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. Jazakumullahu khaira. Subhanakallahu hamdik. Shiru ala ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, brother Kiba, you're going to send it and we'll put it in our website, inshallah, to review all this, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum.